Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. I got caught up in that little tune. I'm over here doing my thing, you know, in the studio by myself just for a hot second until my girl Alicia get into the clubhouse, the chat room. I'm sorry. But you're listening to Let's Chat. We come here live every Thursday and Friday night, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tony. And like I said, I'll be joined shortly by my phenomenal co-host, Miss Alicia. Now, you know, Alicia and I, we always get going in our show. So while I have a few minutes, I'm going to go ahead and do some house cleaning. Otherwise, she and I just jump into what we got going on for tonight. And we got have a great show for you guys this evening. We have three fabulous guests. We have the wonderful Miss April Freeman, and it's going to be great to catch up with her. We haven't spoken to her in a minute, so I'm excited to see what she has going on, because I do believe if she hasn't dropped it yet, she may have a book coming out. Can you guys believe we're going to be seeing author April Freeman? That just sounds awesome. And we also have on the show tonight Dietrich Waters and Lucinda John. So I'm excited to hear what those guys have going on. And, you know, Alicia always gives us a great topic. Tonight's topic is brand language. That can go in so many different directions, but I'm going to let her explain it because, you know, we don't talk about the topic until we actually come on the show. So it can be a first reaction from the both of us. And then we could pass it on to our guests that are scheduled to be on Let's Chat this evening. Now, here on Let's Chat, we do celebrate literature the royal way. And not only literature, you know, we've had fabulous guests in different genres in our community. We've had musicians. We've had artists. We've had just a slew of rich entertainment. And I've been experiencing some eye-opening with our different guests. So it's exciting. And I do think my girl Alicia's in. If that is you, girl, just press your one, and I know that's you. You know, I figured I would just do some house cleaning before you and I jump into the show. Because, you know, we can go off and just go on a tangent, especially since we haven't been on in a week. So we have so much catching up to do. But I'm going to go ahead. Hey, Alicia, girl, how you doing?
Hey, see what's going on.
I'm doing good. I figured I'd try to get some house cleaning done because, you know, you and I could just jump right into the show like we have no intro at all to do.
Absolutely. That is so true. We got a fabulous, fabulous show today. I don't know if you mentioned the event in March.
Not yet.
Okay, so make sure you guys head over to Eventbrite and pick up your tickets for the Divas Luncheon in Literature. And that is going to be March 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Marriott Hotel at the airport. It's going to be an awesome event. We have a fabulous lineup of authors. We're going to have Justin Q. Young is going to do a paint and sip session. We're going to have a oh, I got a mind blank for a minute. We're going to have an author panel. And what the event is you'll be able to sit at your favorite author's table. So the ticket that you actually purchase will be your seat at whichever table, whether it's Blake Carrington, Travis Cure, Tamika Newhouse, Victoria Christopher Murray, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, Terry Branch, D.E. Adams. Oh my gosh, we have so many. I got a mind blank right now. See, I'm traveling.
No worries.
I got a.
No worries. We're going to have a slew of great guests that she has lined up, and it's going to be exciting. I'm not sure if you mentioned Blake Carrington, Sharif Jaldir. I always pronounce his name wrong. Sharif
Jadon,
is going to be
yes.
there as well. Jadon.
Yes.
So it's going to be exciting.
Felicia Hamilton is going to be the keynote speaker. Travis Keir is going to be the host. He's really just going to kind of be walking around taking pictures, meeting and greeting with his fans. You can actually have lunch. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, so what's Travis going to do? You can have lunch with him at the event. So you can sit at his table. You can have lunch with him. You can paint with him, sip with him, and just be able to just enjoy his presence. He's really, really, really down to earth. Once you really kind of get to know him, he's really cool. So we're going to have Sharon Bennett. I want to say shout out to Sharon Bennett, y'all. She has shown me so much love. She will be at the event as well. Rihanna Mallory, shout out to her. She has helped me a lot just kind of organizing and getting things together. I'm so blessed to be able to, for this to be my first event and these authors to be able to, you know, kind of step in and say, sure, you know, it wasn't like I didn't have to ask 50 million times. I just asked once, and they were like, whatever you want, whatever you need. So it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Alicia, I saw that you have your first sponsor. We got Carrie Singleton. He is the first sponsor of your event, so that's awesome and exciting.
Yes.
So, and he actually has an event coming up next weekend, next Friday. So make sure you check out his page, go to eventbrite.com, and sign up for your, and get your free, it's a free event.
Yes, shout out to Carrie Singleton, his magazine and his radio show are sponsors of the Luncheon and Divas Luncheon and Literature. He will be there. And yes, if you are in the New York area, make sure that you go to his event. It's actually a book signing. I can't get the information. I'm in the airport, y'all. I have no internet here.
No worries. No worries. It's the release of his book, Idol. And he also has Body Rush. I'm sorry. I got showered
yes.
on the grass. It's also a Grammy nomination gala, and it's going to be at the Aloft Hotel in Harlem. I actually went to the event last year, and it was so nice. It's like a Grammy type of, you know, Grammy type
yes.
of atmosphere. They're going to have great music, great people to mingle with. So make sure you head on over to eventbrite.com and look up under Idol Book Release, and that's with Carrie Singleton. And that's next Friday, December 9th. And I do believe it's from 8 to 11 p.m. So either check out my page, Leisha's, or Carrie's, and just head on over there and join us next Friday. I'll be in the house. Make sure you stop by and say hi to one of the ladies of us chat, and we might just go live so I can include my girl, Miss Leisha, in the festivities.
Yes, I'll actually be in Atlanta. He has done some business next week, and I won't be able to make it. But I talked to him last night. And I was like, oh, I wish I could go. But I'm not able to go. But my girl, see, she's going to step in. She's going to represent for Divas, Inc., which is the nonprofit that I founded. And for Let's Chat. So, you know, she's going to do it big. I can't wait. T always, let me tell y'all about T. She always be trying to be all quiet. But y'all see her when she get dressed up and go to these little events. She be a whole different T.
You letting it out the bag, Lee. She's letting it out the bag, girl.
I'm just saying. A whole different thing in the building.
I gotta represent us. You know I gotta come stepping right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that you will.
And Lisa, I also wanna shout out. Yeah, I also want to shout out, you know, we have a sponsor here on Let's Chat, Mr. Peter Mack, Elish. I just got to tell you, he sent me an advanced copy of part 3 of Affiliated. Girl, Peter had
it's
me
good.
Steaming over here. It is beyond good, Elish. Beyond good, girl. He is our sponsor here on Let's Chat, and if you'd like to be a sponsor of our show, we're going to give you that information just a little bit later because I don't have it in front of me, but we make sure you pick up Affiliated. And I do believe it went on sale today, December 1st. Peter is
a
phenomenal writer.
He will be on the show. It'll be our last show of the year, December the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be our Sub versus Dom show. So we will have author S.R. Harding will be in the building and Peter Mack, and they will be talking about that dominant and submissive life. So y'all make sure y'all tune in on the 16th because it is going down in the chat room.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that show. You know, Peter always brings out that something inside of me. But after reading, Leisha, I got to tell you, you got to find a few minutes to read this series, girl. I'm in love with this series. And he put a different spin on the way he wrote it because sometimes as readers, we often wonder about the backstory on our characters as we're reading them, but as you're reading them, he gives you that back as to what they're doing simultaneously, and it all culminates at the end into an explosive climax, and I use that word loosely, people. I use it loosely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can you tell I'm excited about that series, Leisha?
But, y'all, his pen, if y'all haven't read a Peter Mack book, you are really, really, really missing out because Peter has that pen that just grabs you and pulls you in to his world from beginning to end. And it's awesome. So I'm excited. We appreciate him. As he stated, if you would like to be a sponsor of Let's Chat, send your request to the chat radio show at gmail.com. If you would like to sponsor the luncheon, the Divas Luncheon and Literature event, you're going to send that to writingroyaltypromotions@gmail.com, and you're going to put attention sponsorship, and that's if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to put your items in swag bags, because we do need items for the swag bags for the participants of the event. I'm getting lots of authors that want to participate. And so I wanted to break it down because it's not like a regular book event. It's a little different. But it's so many authors that want to participate. And I'm like, this is going to turn into just a regular old book event. So I'm trying really hard to stay, you know, to stay on task and make sure, because I like the twist that I put on it. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm excited. Justin has a custom canvas that everybody's going to paint off of. So this is going to be a great, great event.
It really is. And Lee, speaking of Justin, he's going to be in the New York area as well. It's actually the day after Carrie's event. It's going to be on Saturday, December 10th.
and I do believe it's from 7 to 11 p.m. or somewhere around that time. And it's going to be at the 8 at the Manhattan Hotel, I want to say, in Harlem. And he's going to have a paint and sip. So he can't come to New York and your girl don't go out there and represent and support him. So make sure you check out Justin Q, because like Leisha said, it's a really nice event, Leisha. This will be my first time going to a paint and sip. And I know you went to one in Atlanta,
so,
and you had a good time.
I went to one in Atlanta. Yes. So let me tell y'all, if y'all looking for a graphic artist, make sure y'all hit up Justin Q Young. Not only does he do covers, but he does the banners for the events for mm-hmm. authors. He is so very, very talented. He writes. Make sure y'all pick up his newest book, Firestarter, that is out, him and Terry Branch. He is so very talented. So make sure you guys support that author. Make sure you support all authors. If you are on Amazon and you know of any good reads, just kind of post them and share them on your page, because, you know, I think reading and literature is kind of like walking into 31 flavors. You don't know what you like until, you know, you sample it. And so readers are like those samplers. They give that brief taste of an author's pen, really. And that's called that word. That's how that word of mouth flows. And so all authors need that. So if you have an author that has really gotten to you, gotten under your reading skin, make sure you share and speak about that author, because you never know, you might introduce that author to somebody new. And they may be able to step into that author's world. And again, that word of mouth is formed. Word of mouth for authors is very, very important. But when you don't have word of mouth, your personality is what you have. And that's why we do what we do here on Let's Chat, to allow authors and artists to be able to come out and interact and let people get to know them outside of their writing world. And it's always awesome. Right. We always find out some new cool things about tons of people. We had E.T. Pope, who is actually a producer. We had him on here singing.
we sure did.
Yes, we did. We always have fun on that. It's nice to be able to learn a little bit more about the people that we have on. Now, tonight we got fabulous guests. We got April Freeman. Now, y'all, everybody knows Free. She will be on. Mm-hmm. She has a children's book coming out. Yes. So she will be on talking that talk with us. And then we got Dietrich Waters, a.k.a. Trick James. So he is Atlanta born, but he is the other half of Lux House. If you go back in the archives, we had Christy on our show, so we have now we have the other half of Lux House, but he's so multi-talented. He's a barber as well, so he'll be in here talking that talk about everything. And then we'll have Lucinda John. She's going to come in, stepping into the chat room, sharing what she has new going on.
That's exciting. And in addition to all those authors that Leisha expounded on, I just want to add, while we wait for our first guest, some other books that you may want to pick up. We have a pre-order, actually, so keep your eyes out. We have Push to the Limit by Arthur Battle. That should be out later this year. So make sure you head on over there to Amazon and get your pre-order click on. That's an exciting book. I actually had the pleasure of editing it, so I can't wait for that to come out. And like we also said, Affiliated by Peter Mack. Parts 1, 2, and 3. And what else you going to say, Leash?
And make sure y'all grab that Church Life by Teresa Howe, as well as Mafia Mama. Am I saying that right?
Mafia Mama, yes.
Yes, Mafia Mama. That cover, Shakima's cover, y'all. Let me tell y'all about this cover. This cover just makes you want to read
the
book.
That's a hot cover.
We always talk about, we always talk about, you know, how you have eye candy, and your cover is really your eye candy. That is what draws people in to, that's the bait that draws people into your pen. And that cover just makes you want to read the synopsis. And then from the synopsis, you just want to read what the content is. And once they read your content, then you got them. This is a new author. Her pen is fabulous. But that cover, y'all, That covers the business for real. So shout out to the team.
It really is.
Also, you need to pick up that JV Vample. Let me tell y'all, I met her, and we've had her on the show before. I met her at the Atlanta Kickback. So you guys got to make sure you go out and pick up her series.
It's called College Life.
And let me tell y'all, it's a different spin, a different pen. I love the direction that she goes in, and the reality that she brings to a reader's world. So I'm excited. Make sure you guys go out and check out those fabulous authors and anything from Reef World Publishing. We have the fabulous Tasha DeMay. She has her books that are out. Love, Truth, and Consequences, Part 2, Playing Dirty is out. And it's doing really well. I'm so proud of Tasha. I am really so proud of her. Her pen has really stepped up. Our topic tonight is actually brand language. And, you know, in every situation or relationship, everybody has a love language. And I think that in an industry, you have a brand language. You got to know your brand language. You got to know what it is that you have. Because knowing your brand language helps you to be able to move around and do what you have to do. If you're not quite sure, if you kind of bump it around in the dark, it makes it a little bit harder. You got to get your niche. You got to know what you have that you can use to push you where you want to go.
That is so true. So I'm excited to hear what our three guests have to say as far as that. And in addition to Tasha DeMay over at Reef World Publishing, make sure you pick up that Black Rose. You know, she has a nice little pen, too. I like her pen. You know, and she has part two to her series coming out. I'm not exactly sure when, but make sure you pick up
2017?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, make sure you pick that up. She has a nice pen. And also, while you wait for Push to the Limit by Arthur Battle, pick out his, he has a few others out. He has Reign of Terror. Look at that cover. You want to talk about covers? Make sure you check out that cover. He also has Squad Up. Let's Get This Paper. And Mr. Reese World himself, Reese Flick, you better check out Gun Buy and Jug Men. He has the little pin on himself. You know, we can't forget the man at the top. He can't let his author show him up, so make sure you pick up Gun By as well as Jug Man by Mr. Reese Flint himself. So those are just a few of the reads that Alicia and I can recommend off the top of our head. You know, we don't have time to read as much as we love to, but when we do get a good book, you best believe we're diving into it and we're sharing it. So if you get a good book, just share it. And, you know, you never know who you may touch, who may be in a need for.
Yeah, we can't forget Rancid Ignite.
Yes.
Y'all make sure y'all check out the Eva Free Presents newest release by author Rance McNeil.
That's going to be, that's his first one. We got to make sure we show support. That's a nice cover he has as well, Leash.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to Kano Kingston. I believe he did the cover, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's actually Tamala's baby boy on the cover, so make sure you guys check that out. So those are just a few of the reads that we can highly recommend. And also, you know, make sure you pick up Nene Capri, because anything with her name on it is just pure fire. Her latest is Diamonds, Pumps, and Glock, and then she wrote that with the phenomenal Black Assassin. Today, Leash was marked our third-year anniversary for me being friends with Black. So that was exciting to see those memories come up every day. And you look back and you wonder how time flies. Oh, my gosh, it really does fly. So make sure you pick up Diamond Pumps and Glock by Nene and Black. And Sinful Lust by Arthur Imani Hilton, Black Widow. So those are just a few of great reads that you can pick up and enjoy as much as we have.
Absolutely. We're going to take a brief break, and then we'll be back with the fabulous April Freeman, known as Free. She's going to be kicking it up with us in the chat room, talking us up.
All righty.
This is state of emergency. Bitches.
You want me to
bitches,
do? I'm sorry.
I'm back.
Corporate love and hustle. Making money hustle. Independent business. 24 struggle. On the block hustle. Crooked cop hustle. No sleep in these streets. 24 struggle. On the stroll hustle. Trickin' John hustle. Working the pole. That's your goal. 24 struggle. Counterfeit hustle. Politic hustle. Flipping bricks to go legit. 24 struggle. Overbooked hustle. Writing books hustle.
In the pen with your pen. 24 struggle.
Rocket college hustle. Getting that knowledge hustle. Keeping up with tuition. 24 struggle. Underhand hustle. Made in Japan hustle. Trying to come across that border. 24 struggle. Mafia hustle. Conglomerate hustle. Fall in love with a thug. 24 struggle.
Who you loving? Who you wanna be hugging? Go with niggas that be sucking. That be sucking.
You know we hustle around here.
I'm here with my right hand, and today she is my right and my left hand, a fabulous Miss Tony. I am traveling, so I am currently in the airport, waiting for my plane, heading back home to Michigan, and she held me down today, y'all. Let me tell y'all, that's why I call her my left hand.
That's teamwork, girl, teamwork. So while we wait for our first guest, Miss April Freeman, you know, I really like this topic about brand language, Leash, because it can reach out to so many different areas in a person's life, you know, whether it's your clothing line, your makeup line, your books, your publishing, your music. So it's universal as far as making your brand, and it's so important to take your brand seriously, because sometimes that brand is the first thing people see before they even meet the person behind the brand. You know what I mean?
I could see that. But your brand is really, you're the brand. You're the brand and you're the product. And I think that how you move and how you present your brand, I think a lot of times makes and breaks how far you go. You know, you have some that may disagree, but I think that it makes or breaks how far you go. And protecting your brand at all costs is something that is very important. You always protect your brand. And sometimes protecting your brand means letting go of people, places, and things. you know, that are not conducive to what you're trying to do. I know I posted, I think it was yesterday, I posted about the people around you. Sometimes the people around you are off, they're off track, they're out of focus. And you don't want to lose focus because you're dealing with somebody that is out of focus. Because it's easy for you to lose focus, focusing on the wrong thing. A lot of times we focus on the wrong thing so often, and we miss the big picture because we're focusing on little stuff. Always keep your eye on the big picture, what's important, and make sure you're moving accordingly.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because that can be dead weight that's holding you down. And I also like, I think it was you that posted, make sure the people in your boat are not filling your boat with water or digging holes or something to that
effect.
Yeah,
make sure they're not digging holes.
That.
That's right.
Exactly. That is so true. Because while you're trying to advance, they're holding you down and pulling you back.
And, you know, and not just that, that was actually a memory from last year that I posted from last year, and it's still true. You know, sometimes the people around you sabotage what it is that you're doing. And they may not be, sometimes it's maliciously sabotaging because they feel away, or, but sometimes it's just that everybody is not going to understand your vision. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to understand it. They're not going to agree with it. And it's okay that they don't. But you can't let that be something that stops you from doing what you need to do. And a lot of times people will kind of do things like detour you and get you off focus and just little stuff here and there. And that's when you have to, if you're not paying attention, it will happen. You know, it will happen. And so you don't want to, you want to make sure that everybody is for you, because everybody around you is not for you. They're for you up until the point that you're a benefit to them. And then when you're no longer a benefit to them, then they're no longer for you. You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that you always have that support. I think that when you have a team, support is really important. You know, every time you see a team, you may not see them together all the time because everybody's working, everybody's doing their thing. But when they do come together, you see that it's a team. And when they're apart, each team is a representative, and everybody is doing something. And whatever they're doing when you come together, it's not pulling down anybody else's brand or anybody else's product. It's actually making the team stronger. And so I think that making sure that you're watching the people around you is very important.
That's true. And actually, you can know that can be attributed to you and I. Next Friday, we're our own brand. We're Let's Chat brand. You know, we are the ladies of Let's Chat. And when you see one, you're pretty much seeing both. While I'll be representing Let's Chat in New York, Leisha will be representing and doing her thing in Atlanta. So you always have to put that positive foot forward, because, Leisha, you never know who's watching. You really don't. And you never know who's watching you and when they're watching you. And people talk. Word spreads, and that, like Leisha said at the top of the show, word of mouth is powerful. So you want that word of mouth to be about you and your brand, put forth, you know, the best that it can be. So branding and word of mouth, they go hand in hand. Can you hear me, Leisha?
That's absolutely. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's absolutely
I lost
right.
You for a second.
And, you know, not only just watching how you move, but like, I hate to go back to the people you're around, but sometimes it may not be something that you're even involved in. It's something that somebody that is near you, and it sounds like high schoolish, but so many people will hate just because of who you're affiliated with, which is that's ridiculousness, but it happens, and you have to pay attention to that.
That's true. Because not everybody can have your best. You know that talking to that, I saw another picture on Facebook either today or yesterday of that sheep and wolf in sheep's clothing, and that's kind of much what we've been discussing here.
recently, you know, that those people around you, they could look like sheep, but they're actually sheep and wolf clothing. So always be mindful of who and what, who you're talking to and what you're doing, because it can, it reaches far.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. We still wait a little free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she hasn't come into the queue.
Okay, well, let's take a brief break while we...
Okay. I was going to say, whoever's listening want to weigh in on anything that Leisha and I are saying, just press your 1 and I'll bring you into the chat room. But while we do that, Leisha, let's play Bebo's.
Yeah.
That's been growing
Bebo
on me.
Yes, we want the keys to Bolivia.
Okay, we're going to play that.
I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on one line at a time. Once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole riff when it's strong. Roll up one whiff and I'm gone. I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on one line at a time. Once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole riff when it's strong. Roll up one whiff and I'm gone. Shorty like my Bonnie, set my name first, gun and make up. Go in the same purse, we out here on the grind. She got the same thirst, I got a mind, body, and soul, 3-round burst. My soldier in heels, the breast behind the ski mask, Netflix and chill. As I roll out the weed bag, she show how she feel. You know a nigga see that, she want my attention, and she know it's time to be back. I'm always down the block, put on Mary J. Blige. I'm like Hamlin, so she see a mirage. When it's deep, my rib can feel a squeeze from her thigh. I could tell that she mind by the look in her eyes. If we get caught in the act, we'll be sentenced to life. So when it's time to throw down, we don't ever think twice. Taking shots at the misses, but this is my wife. So all them shots be misses, bitch, get you a life. I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on one line at a time. Once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole whiff when it's strong. Roll up one whiff and I'm gone. I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on one line at a time. Once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole whiff when it's strong. Roll up one whiff and I'm gone.
Yeah, how you doing, love? What's your name, number, and sign? You so divine, let me look at you from behind. Yeah, your body banging, coke bottle, some type of model. Digging how when you move through the crowd, the eyes follow. Got my attention, you got my head spinning. The kind of feeling that got you tripping so revealing. Mind state of a hustler, your style so appealing. I'm looking for a trip to Bolivia if you willing to partake in Szechuan steak and take a break from the day to day. We can get away on a holiday, vibing, coasting, bragging, boasting, chopping it up back to back, blunts in motion, hugging the ocean, shopping, copping, designer. Baby, tell me how that sound. I want the finer things in life, A1 weed, papers, and pipes, and we can get it right.
I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on one line at a time. Once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole whiff when it's strong. Roll up one whiff and I'm gone. I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on one line at a time. Once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole whiff when it's strong. Roll up one whiff and I'm gone.
Welcome, welcome back. We are back, we are back. This is Lunch Chat. I'm Miss Leisha, and I'm here with my right hand. And today she is my right and my left hand, the fabulous Miss Tony. We are talking that talk today about brand language. And we're waiting for the fabulous Bro Freeman to kick in the chat room door.
She's actually here. We're about to bring Miss Free in. Hey, Free.
Hey, guys. Hi, family.
Girl, I said Free ain't here.
I know. I said, Tony, I said, you should get me. I'm sorry, Leisha.
That's okay. We are happy for you to. I know. We are happy to have you with us tonight, Free. It's been a minute. So please introduce yourself and let our listeners know what you got going on and what's been happening in Free's world.
Hey guys, it's the fabulous Free.
Nothing much. I mean, I'm still doing Blog Talk Radio, of course. And I'm also coming out with my first book, is my mic up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of excited about that. Yes, 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 yes. So I'm excited about that, guys. It's just a little tidbit of my personal life with a twist.
Oh. With a twist.
So, yeah, you know, some of the stuff is like, you know, fabricated. Or I wish that would have happened type of thing, but yeah. So,
Without giving it away for you, just tell us a little bit about what the book is about. We don't want, don't give away the climax. Just tell us a taste of what it is, what it's about.
This book is pretty much about, I think everyone can relate to it because it's about an individual, a young lady who just wants to be heard. And I feel like everyone has a voice. It's just whether they have a platform to the masses. In other words. So, in other words.
Okay, wait a minute, Free. This don't sound like a kid's book. I thought you were writing a kid's book. Isn't that what you told me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am. It's coming. But this one,
okay.
No, please don't let the babies read this. Please don't let the babies read this.
Okay, good seeing you.
Please don't. Jesus, no. But, yeah, I am actually working on a kid's series, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have backing through my jobs, which that is wonderful. You know, I you know, went to a meeting and I talked about it, and it was like, yeah, go for it. But this book is basically
mm-hmm.
something that I wanted to write personally, you know. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I guess, entries for my journal. And like I said, it's just about, you know, somebody who wants to be heard, wants their, you know, voice to be, you know, everybody want to be heard. Everybody has something to say. Everybody, you know, wants people to, how should I say, accept them, whatever. So that's
mm-hmm.
what the book's about, pretty much.
Oh,
and I hope everybody goes out and white click it, buy paperbacks, because I will be pushing that paperback.
Okay.
Wow, well, we
okay.
already have a hand up that want to talk to you about the book. You feel like taking a call right quick?
Sure, why not?
Okay. We got to bring in 973-517. You're in the chat room. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good evening, ladies. It's Gidge. I wasn't on in a while, but I just wanted to say hi to y'all. And congratulations for you on your book. At first, I was going to ask, too, like, so is it a kid book or what? But you cleared it up, so that's cool. And I think we all could relate, though, because a lot of us have stuff to say. It's just about having, like, an audience to hear us, though.
Exactly.
So I could relate. Yeah.
So,
but
yeah,
that's all.
Let
me finish listening.
Well, damn, Gil.
I'm a little busy. All right, go ahead. Talk to me.
Well, no. Go ahead. You busy. Go ahead.
But I'm listening,
you know, Facebook
though.
Live.
I'm listening. I'm just have it on mute. I'm listening.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gil, for
okay.
calling.
Good night, y'all.
We appreciate you, Gil.
Good night.
Now, Free,
really
outside of your coworkers at work, who was your biggest support when you decided to step into the writing ring, intend this book?
My church family.
Really? That's
yeah.
interesting. In what way, though?
It's just because they have always been supportive of me. They have always encouraged me, always have seen that in me. I mean, my bishop, shout out to Bishop. But yes, he has always been encouraged. He's always like, you got it. You're just afraid to do what God is destined for you to do. So yeah, of course, my whole family, my whole church family, have already started pre-ordering paperback copies. So yeah, I mean, my whole church family has definitely been behind me. Because this, I mean, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
my story is different. So.
Mm-hmm. But you know something, Free? This is Tony. You, when you start out with as a new author and you have that support already in place before your book even drops, that's big, you know. So that's one thing that you don't have to worry about. That is huge when you already know that people are waiting for that book. It's already pre-ordered. And that's just a little bit pressure off your shoulders as far as the reception of your new book.
But yeah, Miss Tony. It can be a gift and a curse at the same time with me per se.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's because I'm known to speak how Free wants to speak. So sometimes, you know, I mean, like Michelle, my former co-host, she was always telling me, Free, you got to, you know, you're trying to be an author. You can't be out here just bashing people and saying what you want to say. When it's time for you to drop your book,
mm-hmm.
then the table's going to be turned. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So that's why I said it could be a gift or it's a curse, but you have to realize that whatever God got for you, he got for you. It don't matter. And that's how I look at it. You know, I'm putting my writing
mm-hmm.
out there. I'm waiting for people to read it. I mean, I know everybody's not going to agree with it or believe in it or back it, but it's okay because my mic going to still be up and I'm going to still be speaking my voice. And that's what this book is about. It's about finding your voice. For everybody out there, don't be afraid to be who you are, your authentic self. And that's what this book is about, being your authentic real self. Don't fake a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be somebody you ain't. Don't let people put you in a box. Don't be a shirt and tie if that's not you. Don't be Tim's if that's not you. Don't be a hoochie if that's not you. Be who you are and embrace it and speak on it.
And,
okay,
and
I hear you, Free. We love Free, y'all. She does. She speaks her mind. She don't hold nothing back. She will tell you what's on her mind. She ain't got to know you to tell you what's on her mind. So it's always refreshing when we have to kick it around with Free.
What? I'm serious. What's that laughing, Tony or Alicia? Because y'all smile so much alike.
We both laugh because it's so
that.
True.
It is true. So.
Now, where did you get your idea for your cover? Who did your cover design?
Chris Ringo did my cover design, and me and him was always cool ever since I got in the industry, and I was like, hey, I'm writing a book. He was like, what's up? He was like, is it erotica? I was like, oh, hell no. He was like, all right, I'm going to do the cover. And I was like, okay. And then I told him generally what the idea of the story was about, because the whole story was not even written. I just had it in my mind, and some sheets of paper, like here and there. So he just came out with a cover. At first, it was like, I don't even like it. I said, add some pink to it. He added some pink to it. I was like, that's it. That was this cover.
Wow, that's awesome.
All right.
Shout out to him. You know, he's
and shout out to my my publisher, too, Nikki Roundtree. I love you, Nikki.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh. She is so awesome, too. Look at you, Free. I'm so proud of you. Free got a book.
I know. Yes. I have a book. Yes. And it ain't the only one. I'm working on my second one now, too.
Wow. Yeah. And I remember, this is Tony Free. I remember about a year ago you was telling me, you know, I have what with the breakdown of like editing and publishing and all of this, and you know,
yes.
I had this book coming out. And look, did you remember that conversation with me? And I can't believe
I got
you
to me and y'all
have it.
I'm like, this bitch Free. But I'm so glad because you know what? I always go into Tony and Lisa's inbox. I know Lisa be rolling her eyes, but
I do not roll my eyes.
Well, listen to Mary J.
She's very free with her help.
I am free. I help everybody. I support everybody. I do be busy a lot of times, but I support and help everybody. See, Free,
yes,
you came in my life to help me with your show. I didn't get I
she
no point. I was made sure I got taken care of.
She ain't taught me no coin. She did. But she did say next time it will be a fee. But I got to respect that. I really got to respect that for real. But, yeah, she did help me out. She did. And I was in that gym for, like, 3 days on it, on leash.
Wow. That's awesome.
Say it one more time,
that's awesome.
I said I was in your box, like, 3 days in a row.
It didn't take 3 days to take care of it. It took 1 day.
Yeah, but it was me. I was slow. You know, I ain't really. I'm a kinesthetic person.
Hey, girl, you said you slow. You said you slow,
yeah.
Girl. I can't with you tonight. But this is Tony
yeah.
C. You know, like you said at the top of your interview, we've known you to be on Blog Talk Radio, and we know that you are free. You are a free spirit. Now, has there been any particular authors that have come on, or a slew of authors that had just given you that nudge to say, you know, if they I can write a book? Was there anyone, where in your life did you figure that you can write this book? Who touched you?
Hell no, ain't no authors come to me and say, you can write a book. No, no.
No, no,
that's, no,
that's not what I meant. I said, did they inspire you to from their story? Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
Did they inspire you?
No.
She's like, oh, hell no.
Nah, Free, don't come on here. Don't come on here starting no stuff now. Nah.
No. Most
you
want like,
all that shit
awesome.
Now.
I know. I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. But most authors was like, welcome to the club. You won a mini. I mean, I done had, like, I don't know if that's a take that as an insult or a compliment. I mean, how would y'all take
it? Okay, well, we're excited. You can take
well,
it either way, but
way.
I always, you know, I take the high road.
Yeah, I mean, so,
yeah,
I mean,
it,
really,
good.
Yeah, I mean, I have read, and I'm an avid reader, I review, but, I mean, have my story really, you know, have any of them really inspired me to write, you know, not really, I mean, and nobody in this industry really had come to me that I would say is an author, per se, and say, hey, yeah, you should write. You know what I'm saying? No.
I don't think she meant inspire you in that way. I meant she meant as far as something you read, something, you know, they said that would inspire you to push forward and go after whatever your vision or dream is.
Not really, no.
Stop it.
I'm not saying it in a nasty way. I'm just saying it like, I mean, because I really don't, I mean, nobody has, you know, no. I mean, I have read a lot of good books. I have read a lot of good thank yous, a good acknowledgments. I mean, and I don't talk to authors on the show who have really, really been passionate about what they do. But can I pinpoint one author who dropped a real deep jewel on me that made me want to keep on pinning stuff? No.
Okay, well, that's good. Then this is just all free. But, Free, before you leave the chat room, as a new author, can you tell our listening audience what has been the hardest part of being an author? Because you, like you say, you've interviewed many, many authors. What has been the one thing that you've been surprised at when it takes to be, you know, putting a book out?
To finish the book. I mean, this has been, I mean, really, when I said when this book goes on Amazon or when I get my first shipment of paperbacks, I'm literally going to go to church and run around the church and catch the spirit and just thank God, because this has been such a awe to me. For real, I mean, it was in my mind the whole time, and I know what I wanted to say, and I know how I wanted to write, and I knew how I wanted the middle to be, the body to be, and the end to be, but it's like just to get it on the paper, get it, and then send it to your editor or your publisher or let people read it was the most hardest thing to do. I mean, it was like, I'm just like, shit.
I can imagine.
It's true.
And now
that
you get the
so
other
true.
Side. It's true.
Yeah,
I'm
so just like,
I'm writing a book, and it's the same thing, but it's not coming out till 2018, but until, we might as well say next year, because it's 2017 almost. But, yes, I think the hardest part for me was the I would like read it because my eye is very critical only because of what I do. So I don't really read for pleasure a lot of times. So everything is critical.
Exactly.
I have like a critical reading eye, and it's I'm always in looking for something. So I kept rewriting the first chapter. I think I rewrote the first chapter for like 6 months until Victoria Christopher Murray told me, "You still writing that first chapter?"
So this leash, right? This leash, right? This leash.
Yes,
that's Leisha. Yes.
Leash. So let me ask you something, Leash. What is your book about?
I'm not telling.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I haven't announced it yet.
She's still on the first chapter.
No, I'm off the first chapter. But it took me I've been writing it for maybe a year and a half. And I've spent 6 months on the first chapter just like rewriting and writing and rewriting because I was like, oh, no, it's got to be right. But, you know, Victoria Christopher Murray was like, you still writing that first chapter? Just throw up on the paper and go back and look at it after.
Well, I can see her saying that, too. Is it nonfiction?
Yes, it's nonfiction.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. I'm definitely going to look forward. I'm definitely going to do that, Lee.
No,
you know that. You know I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But see, with me, it's like every time I start writing, it's like I start changing how they feel or changing who they like. Or it's like, yeah. So, yeah. Or it's like, no, I want him to be like this. Or, you know, yeah. So it was hard. It was very, very hard. And Michelle Davis stayed on my neck about my word count, my word usage, the I word, him word. Oh, you said his name too much. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I can't stand that. I do that, too. The repetitiveness that
well,
gets
I said
me too. If
he,
I said
he
said
too
say much,
it.
He.
Yeah, he
yeah,
didn't
but,
say
he
it, though.
He can say it, but
and
you know what? He can say it in so many different ways. You don't have
exactly.
to say he said, she said. You know, you can say she quivered. You know, it's so many different words that you can use. She spoke seductively. There's so many different ways, words that you can use to describe whatever they're saying. So you don't have to say he said, she said all the time. But you're learning. It's your first book. You're going to get it. We appreciate you, Free, for coming to kick it with us in the chat room. We want you to
try
the book title. And
I love
make
y'all.
Sure you say where it is pre-ordered. And when
I mean,
it will be released so we can get that one
clip.
I don't
what happened?
Like I know you.
No, I didn't mean like that, like you walk past me. But I'm saying, let's do some FaceTime. Let's go Facebook Live.
What
let's go
say?
Back.
See, don't get girl. Come on now.
No, I mean like you walk past me.
Where was I at? What was I doing?
When
you know, when I be at events. When I'm at events, I be moving. I'm doing FaceTime. You might have to tap me 4 or 5 times. I be moving. I be doing some things. So it don't take it personal.
Never. So next time we're going to do some FaceTime, Leash. That's all.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Make sure you come out to my event in March. The Divas Luncheon for Literature. Luncheon and Literature, and it'll be in Atlanta, so make sure you come out and support me on that. We appreciate you. Shout out your book, where it can be pre-ordered, and when it will be available so we can get our one click on.
Yes, this is a free author. My book is called Is My Mic Up? It will be on Amazon in about approximately 2 weeks from today. You can pre-order it. Yes.
Absolutely.
We are so happy.
Yes. You keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
You know,
so
we support
welcome.
Everything you do. So always keep us posted, and you're welcome in the chat room anytime.
Hey, I'll be in your inbox soon for help.
Okay, sweetie. I'm here if you need me.
You have a great evening. Thanks for joining us, Ray.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, take care. And that is the one and only Miss April Freeman. Make sure you follow her. She has that new book dropping in about 2 weeks, she said. So check her out. Follow her on her page.
Absolutely. Now, this next guest we have is the other half to Lux House. Now, we had Christy on our show, and she did a branding show a couple of weeks ago. Make sure you go back and head our archives. She dropped some awesome jewels and knowledge for anybody in any industry. And now we have the other half of Lux House, the fabulous Dietrich Waters, a.k.a. Trick James.
All right. We got to bring him into the chat room. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I am good. I'm good. I'm Jaguar Living, baby.
All right.
Ms.
We
Lisa,
are great.
Ms. Tony, I've been enjoying the show so far. I've been listening to you ladies. Y'all doing your thing. Salute to you. You're some gracious hosts, and I appreciate the show so far.
Well, we appreciate
you
for being
able
to take
that
room. I know. Come here trying to sound like Barry. Why you see his voice got deeper? Hey, how y'all doing? Mm-hmm. We need
listen,
all
not,
that.
Not even. I just want to pay homage where it is, and y'all doing a good job. I'm enjoying myself. And Ms. Free,
well,
I want to wish her a good look on her. I want to wish Ms. Free a good look on her situation she got coming up.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, for everybody that doesn't know who you are, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Oh, well, actually, before I do that, I want to ask you a question because this is very important to me. I heard you say something about someone named Sister Murray.
Who?
Sister Murray. I heard you say something about Sister Murray.
Sister Murray?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I could have sworn I heard
Sister
somebody
Murray.
Named Sister Murray. No?
No, Victoria mm-hmm. Christopher Murray.
Okay. So I was just trying to see because you know it's a small world, it's a very, very small world. But to get
it
that
really
out
is.
I heard you say I was Atlanta born. I'm not actually born in Atlanta. I was born in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama.
Oh,
all
right.
Yeah, yeah. By ways of Albany, Georgia, I moved here in Atlanta back in '93, and came here chasing a dream. So. Been here since '93, doing a thing, and I'm a personal barber by trade. I mean, I'll come to you anywhere in the world. It don't matter. Actually, being a barber has taken me around the world. I actually managed the R&B group Next for like 4 years, and barbering got me into that. Yeah. Barbering got me into that. So here I am. I'm with Lux House. We're moving the brand. Everything's moving pretty fluently, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Nice
now you said
pick.
That you moved to Georgia chasing your dream. What was your dream at that time that made you get up and say, okay, I'm about to move and make this happen? What was in your spirit to do?
The same thing that I see in my daughter right now. She's 16 years old, and she looked me in my eyes and said, Dad, I want the world to know my name. I just woke up one day and was just like, listen. You can't sit where you are. You can't sit in one place and find yourself in another. You have to move like water. And I found myself saying, listen, not only do I want the world to know my name, I want them to know me for something. It's about being an impact and about being a legacy. And I have a situation that's called Jaguar Living. And When it came into my mind, I was like, what the hell is this? This word keep just popping in my head, Jaguar Living. I was like, I know I ain't crazy. Why am I thinking about this animal? Because I'm not thinking about an animal. You know what I mean?
Mhm.
And it's crazy because the word kept popping in my mind. I'm just like, I can't get it out of my mind. But one thing is for sure, when God gives you something, you have to roll with it. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. You gotta move your feet.
I'm trying to tell you, but come when it comes down to it, basically Jaguar Living is a lifestyle. I mean, if you know what a lifestyle is, it's something that's conjured out of your mind. Because everything, I don't know you per se, but I'm pretty sure you're a well dressed lady, good energy. You know what I mean? Like to be around people, talk to people. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. That's
right.
True.
So, because that's who you are in your mind. I mean, at the end of the day, that's your mindset. So it's your lifestyle. I like to call myself a lifestyle consultant, if you will. And you follow me?
Yeah, yep. You talking that talk, but you and dropping some jewels at the same time. Because sometimes people don't. I would think I posted on it a couple of weeks ago that, you know, a lot of times when God tell you to move your feet, we don't necessarily move our feet right away. We kind of look around and like, really? And it takes him to actually push us. We need a push. And then when we get the push, it's like, wait a minute, I wasn't ready, but all right, it's time for me to do whatever it is I need to be doing. And so when you woke up that day and you said, I want my name to be known, it's time for me to move my feet.
Right. So with that being said, it was about being somebody. But being that somebody, I basically want to be a nobody, telling everybody about somebody, and they be able to help them with their situation. I just want people to be able to better themselves. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I have this ideology of this thing called Jaguar Living, and it's basically being the best version of yourself, working on yourself effortlessly every day, every day, every single day, just being persistent and pushing. Because I just believe that if you keep working on yourself and you become who you need to be, the next person that's watching you may not be what you are. They may succumb you and be go past you. But the thing about it is you never know who's watching you. I heard Free say that. One of you guys said that. You never know who's watching you.
That's right.
And you inevitably want to be that blessing. You can, doing what you're doing, somebody's going to look at you from the east, look at you from the west, and then those from the south, because the ones that's from the south, the ones that's not necessarily on your level, when you don't look down at them, they'll be the ones that get behind you and push you north. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I like that.
That's absolutely
I like that.
Right. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. We're going to have to write that down because that was real good. Now, you have a t-shirt line coming out as well?
It's called Authentic Hustle Wear. Actually, it's an apparel line. Yep, it's an apparel line. We'll be doing hats, socks, whatever. You can name it. We're doing it all. But it's an apparel line. It's called Authentic Hustle Wear. It's success wear.
Okay. All right. Tell us a little bit about your line and what can we expect.
That will be dropping in February 2017. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to express themselves. You know, the T-shirt business is a very, very, very large business. A lot of people don't know that T-shirts make millions and millions of dollars every year. But apparel line itself, we're going to be selling all kind of hoodies, whatever, you can name it. We're pushing it out the door. But the thing about Authentic Hustle Wear is it's in a success apparel line. So to give you a little snippet, we have a line that's called Success is Sexy. The ladies is going to love it. I say the ladies are going to love it. They're going to love it. And then Aggressive Hustle, that's fueled by Jaguar Living, the whole Jaguar Living situation I was telling you about, being aggressive in everything you're doing, being a positive thinker and being an aggressive doer in everything you do. It's coming.
Absolutely.
It's coming.
Now, I got a question. It's been bugging me. Trick James, who gave you this nickname, and what is it? And, yeah, you got to tell me about this. And I was like, Trick James. I was like, is he a stripper? I was like, no, he can't be no stripper. That ain't it. I was like,
no more.
Tell us.
I'm just saying. My nickname, my name is Dietrich. Actually, my name is Dietrich. My name is German. But a lot of people can't say my name. The proper way to say it in English is Dietrich. And I had a family member a long time ago. They just said, the hell with it. I can't say it, and just started calling me Trick. And So when they started calling me Trick, it stuck. Like, everybody calls me Trick. My mother, my pastor, anybody that knows me calls me Trick. So the thing is, I remember I was working in the barbershop, and the guys would pick at me and say, man, listen, whenever your girlfriend comes in here, at the time when I had a girlfriend, when she would come in the barbershop, you would just get ice cold. You wouldn't say nothing to nobody. You ain't laughing. You ain't playing no more. You just get cold as ice, like Rick James. You know the song Rick James has. Cold blooded. I was like, man, don't play with me, man. Y'all playing with me. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? And started calling me Trick James. Like I told you, I'm a barber, and it got me into the music industry. So I was cutting Ariel from the lead singer from the group Next. He was one of my clients in the barbershop. So he started calling me Trick James. And need I tell you, I was their manager, so I'm on the road with them. I'm going to all these cities, and this man keep calling me Trick James. I'm like, dude, quit calling me that. But we went to Orleans. We went to the Orleans in Vegas. The Orleans is a major arena, something like Phillips Arena. They got everybody in the Orleans to stand up on their feet and say, listen, we want y'all to give it up to our road manager, our wardrobe stylist, our barber. This man does everything for us. Give it up for Trick James. And I've been Trick James ever since then. Come on, man. 20,000 people talking about Trick James. Damn it, I'm Trick James. Come on. That's that store.
Wow. Absolutely. Now, when you decide to make that move, who was your biggest support at that time when you said, I'm going to Atlanta and I'm about to just follow my dreams? Who was your biggest supporter at the time?
Oh, my mother. Yeah, my mother, hands down. My mother. She brought me here. Hands down, my mother, Denise Brooks. If she's listening right now, I love you, baby.
Hi, Miss Brooks.
Absolutely.
Now, our topic today is just making sure you know your brand language. So being Trick James, being Dietrich Waters, being Mr. Lux House, what would you say your brand language would be? What's your niche that you have that makes you stick out outside of everything around you?
Just being a lifestyle consultant, being that person that the push be exactly what you believe in, and that is yourself at all given times. Making sure you're not offensive with your style, but don't be apologetic about your style.
Mhm.
At all given times.
Absolutely. And if we were sitting here a year from now having the same conversation, but we were talking about your 2016 accomplishments, what are some of the things we would be talking about at that time?
Man, how fast did that boy get rich?
You going to answer it after you get rich?
How did that boy get rich so fast? In front of everybody's eyes like that.
You gotta have some accomplishments, some things that you set to have happen, you know, because being a businessman, which I could really tell that you are, you go futuristic. That means that you're probably already in 2018 while we still sitting here getting ready for 2017. You know what I'm saying? So what are some of the things that you are looking to just accomplish and birth out in your journey?
Bringing Lux House to a nice situation where it is a very, very, very household name in the fashion industry. You know, you have all these different household names in the industry. We want to be established. When you want to be a model, when you want to be an entity in this industry, we want you to think of Lux House. I'm definitely looking forward to Authentic Hustle, where people are being able to express themselves and handing that situation to their families and just abroad across the world, expressing themselves with Authentic Hustle. Well, and I'm also coming out with a book myself in 2018. It's called The Makings of a Jaguar. And in the book, I'll be talking about from the beginning to the end of being a child to an adult, learning finances, love, health, and wealth, understanding, and just getting to it. Aggressive hustle.
Absolutely, I love that. I need that aggressive hustle T-shirt. So I need that for something. Can you put me on the list for one of those?
Say no more. What's your size?
It'll be a 1X by February.
Okay, cool. I got you. Say no more.
Absolutely. Now, for all those that don't know what Lux House is, tell everybody a little bit about Lux House and what you guys do.
Oh, well, Lux House is definitely founded by Christy Lux. And what we do is we manage a series of models and different talents. Because a management group is a management group. I don't care if you're managing music. I don't care if you're managing somebody around here juggling fire. If you can juggle fire and get somebody to look at you, baby, and get a check, we want to manage it. Understand this. You know what I mean? So Lux House is definitely a management group that is taking this thing by storm, and I appreciate it. We have a model by the name of Travis Cure. He's leading the thing. He's a front runner. If you don't know who Travis Cure is, you know who Travis Cure is, don't you?
Yes, everybody knows. I call him everybody's favorite Monday treat because, you know, he's everybody's WCW or MCW or MCM on Monday.
We actually had him on the show. I can't go nowhere with this boy. You hear me? I can't go nowhere with him. There's no peace. I'm like, bro, I'm going to go sit in the car, okay? But, yeah. Travis is that guy. Also, Stevie Bass Jr., he's definitely a front runner. Jonica Booth from the Bad Girls Club. And we actually have a new piece right now called Karis Jordan. He's a new situation, and look forward to him. He's from New York, very cutting edge, and he's really looking to knock him out. The ladies are really going to love him. He has a different style. Yep.
Absolutely. Shout out to Lux House. That's awesome.
Lux House is
and they are.
Lux, what's going on?
They work really, really hard over there at Lux House. All of their clients work hard. Christy goes hard for everyone. And now we met the other half. We appreciate you taking time out so that we can kick it with Trick James here in the chat room.
I appreciate y'all for having me. And I want to
give a shout out
to Tavia Young. She is the young lady that helps me with my other situation. The Jaguar Living thing that I speak of, it's a whole other entity. That is a situation that we're looking forward to helping a lot of children, a lot of kids, a lot of people that's raising up and having situations in their life and want to change their life around. Doing a lot of different charities, domestic violence. Man, we're really reaching. She helps me with that. Tavia Young, I appreciate.
That's awesome. Mhm. Now, Mr. Trick James, this is Tony, the other half of the Ladies of Us chat.
What's up, Tony?
First of all, you know, I just want to say that you say you're from Alabama. That's actually my hometown as well. And I do know for a fact that, you know, when you get nicknames down south, they stick with you to the last day of your life. So I am not surprised that you are still called Trick James. So that just kind of cement that. I can really relate to that. And I do love the fact that you have so much going on. Now, there was one question I asked Travis when he was here. I'm going to ask you a fun question. I put a little different spin on it. Now, my fun question to him was, if you were a superhero, what powers would you have? And he was the invisible man. So whenever you come into the chat room and things start moving, that's just Travis up in here getting in the way. But I'm going to put a different spin on it for you tonight. Because you have a whole, I mean, I've been taking notes on you, I have about 2 pages of notes on you. You know, that's what I do behind the scenes. I take notes on, I guess. But you have a lot going on, a lot of positive things going on. Now, if most superheroes, you know, they do have an alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
And you are your own superhero in your own kind of way. But if you weren't that superhero, what would your alter ego be and why?
My alter ego, you mean speaking as in somebody that really exists or just what my thing would be?
Okay, say you what he is. Like, take Superman. You know, he's Clark Kent. He's the total opposite of his superhero. If you were a superhero, what would you be? But I want to know your alter ego. Like,
See, Lisa was talking about at the top of the show, you know, she says I'm low-key, but when I go out, I'm like a totally different person. So you could kind of say that's my alter ego. I put my heels on. I do my thing when I go out, and I'm a totally different person.
That's because he tricked James T. That's his alter ego.
See, everybody, you have a different spin on it. So it's who you're usually not when you aren't yourself. Like, say, you know, you're cool breeze, but when you want to turn that alter ego, like, take Sasha Fierce with Beyonce. That's her alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Sasha Fierce is her alter ego. So I was just wondering what your alter ego would be. Would you be, like, calm? Would you be wild? Would you be subdued? Would you be exotic?
Let me share something with you. I'm gonna put myself out there right now. I am a counselor.
Oh, okay.
I'm a counselor. When I say my mother used to drop me off at the daycare, she said I used to get a toy and go in the corner with it by myself and play with it. For a long time, I didn't like to deal with people. I still don't like to deal with people. I'm gonna put it out there. I don't know if a lot of people.
Really?
I want them to listen, but I want
that's
them to
take.
Yeah,
that's
I want them to
gross.
Listen.
All right. Talk that
I
talk.
Work
that's
to
gross.
Get here. So Dietrich Waters is a very, very low-key, timid dude. I don't want to be bothered. I'm a real, true counselor. I'm a crab. It is what it is. But Trick James,
mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Trick James
See, there it is.
Trick James is a whole other entity. Like, listen, babe, let me talk to you for a little while. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you why this situation is like it is. And that situation wouldn't be like that over there if you were paying attention to this over here. You know what I'm saying? And that's Trick James. And if I said I had a special
there you
power,
go.
If I had a special power, I would be a mind bender. I would be able to read your mind, and I would absorb all the negative energy and throw it somewhere and bend your mind so you can was in front of you the whole time. That's what I was doing.
Okay, that's a good one. A mind bender. That's a good one.
Yes.
He went Avatar on us.
That's what I would do.
Wow,
yes,
I like that.
Yes,
I like
ma'am.
That,
yes, ma'am.
Mr. James.
Yes, ma'am. We need to have a conversation one day so I could pick your brain. And we can go down to Holland Baker and hang out and have a good time.
All right.
Make it happen.
All right. Say no more.
just tell us, say no more. Tell us when and where. We there.
Okay. Say no more. Say no more. And I got to get y'all them aggressive hustle shirts, man, because y'all doing y'all thing. I appreciate it. You're doing your thing over there.
Well, we appreciate you.
All right.
You. I do have one other question, Mr. Trick. This is Tony once again. You know, you have, I am really impressed by the journey that you have laid out before us, and we appreciate you sharing that with us. But what would you say has been the most crucial skill in what it is that you're doing that you had to develop?
Talking to people, actually,
really?
Communication. Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely.
Uh-huh.
Most definitely. I kid you not when I say I am a true, honest counselor, and I don't just naturally do people. No, I'm telling you, I'm going in every time. But I'm gonna do what I gotta do to get the job done. But please believe, after the job is over with, I'm honestly sitting in the car, evaluating everything I did, what I did, and so I can get better and work on myself, so I don't be so much of a in my shell.
Right.
And I'm honest enough to put that out there for myself, and I put it out there in the world, because the thing about it is, once you put it out there, it's not so hard anymore.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
But, you know, I have to say that Mr. Trick, you have come into the chat room, and I cannot tell, you cannot share with me that you have a communication problem, because you have been so smooth and calm and funny. You know, we have some guests that are listening, and they're enjoying you. You know, they're in my inbox. You know, they're enjoying the interview. So you have people listening and enjoying what you have to say. So please don't think that you have communication skills, because you are doing your thing, Mr. James.
No, I'm telling
you that.
I don't say I have a problem with my communication, but I'm honest enough to say, because there are people in this world that say, listen, I'm the quiet person. I don't bother nobody. But if it pertains to business, if it's going to take me to have to talk and open his mouth to get that dollar over there, I need to work on it.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tool,
uh-huh.
and I need to sharpen it.
Absolutely.
I got to work on it every day, just like you guys do. Y'all on the radio killing it. This is what you do for a living. So you had to work on your craft. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I say that
saying all
the time because I'm so used to being in the background and,
yeah.
you know, because I'm doing different things and I appreciate Let's Talk because I have an event coming in March, Diva's Luncheon in Literature, and Travis is going to be the host there. And, you know, by me doing that, I have to come out of the background a lot of times. And I'm so used
right.
to it that, you know, it takes time to be able to get used to just moving a little differently.
Right. Especially if you're moving into a different realm, something that you normally don't do. You had to get used to doing that
mm-hmm.
thing, and you got to get used to actually talking to people that's already in that realm, that industry, or whatever it may be, and then have to get comfortable
mm-hmm.
with the situation so you can move aggressively. Because whatever you're doing, you got to do it aggressively so you can get this. We got to get this money, guys. We got to get this money, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got one question for you. Well, it's not even a question. It's just like something fun. Okay, so we're too big. We're too clients, and you want us to be clients. So I want you to pitch Lux House to us and why that should be our management home.
Because we're going to ultimately work on your brand. We're gonna face your brand because a lot of people don't know how to face their brand. They know about branding. They've heard of it. Everybody's like on automatic. They hear a situation and they just go with it. Well, I got to work on my brand. But how do you actually do that? How do you go about
that's
that?
Right.
I need for the people to call. Do you know who you need to email? Do you know as far as your portfolio and your profile? Do you know the things that you have to work on? Well, don't worry. We're going to educate you on those things. Not only are we going to do them to set you up for success, we're actually going to educate you on what you're doing. Because if the situation is not working for you, we get it. In life, everything doesn't work. It may not even work for us. So I tell you what, we're not going to send you out there butt naked after you leave our firm. We're going to educate you so you'll know what you're doing when you talk to the next one. Come on, baby. Let's get this money.
All right. Okay. There go another teacher right there. Look, I'm not gonna charge you any coin for that one right there. But there, come on, baby. Let's get this money. There go a teacher right there. I'll take that one, too. There go a teacher right there.
I got you. I'm glad y'all enjoying yourself tonight. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself tonight. I ain't gonna lie, I'm thoroughly enjoying myself.
Well, we so appreciate you taking time out. Yes, you taking time out of your busy schedule to come and kick it with us in the chat room. You know
most
that
definitely.
You are welcome back anytime. Lux House is always welcome anytime. Shout out to Christy. I appreciate her and everybody in the Lux House family. Make sure you shout out all of your social media. Make sure you shout out your barber information, just in case somebody's in Atlanta and they need to get a haircut. You never know. You never know who watching and listening.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might be there talking about somebody to get my haircut, and they're listening to the show. So make sure you shout that out. Shout out your book, when it'll be out, and any event that you have coming up
okay.
or that your company has coming up.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling everybody that's listening right now, I do quite a bit better. I really do. Get your pens ready because you're going to do some writing. At the end of the day, I'm a personal barber. I will come to you anywhere in the world. I don't care where it is. My contact is 784-8741. Make no mistake about it. That's my contact. I answer the phone. That's all over social networks, so it is what it is. My Instagram is I am Trick James, just like Rick James. With a T. I am Trick James.
I like
you can't
that.
That. Yeah. You can't forget
I
that.
Like
if you
that.
Forget that, don't worry.
I love that. I like
for.
That. I like that.
Yeah, if they forget that,
me
baby,
too.
We're going to call church. Everybody come to the altar. This baby need help. Okay? It's real simple. My Facebook is Dietrich Waters. You can email me any business that needs to be handled, any models that needs management, any other talent that needs management, please sort out Lux House. You can reach me at souljaguarliving@gmail.com. I'm laughing, I'm having a good time, but this is business, baby. Please contact me if you're serious.
Absolutely.
That's
only
another t-shirt.
Inquiry.
I'm not gonna charge you no coin for that one, but this is business, baby. That's a t-shirt right there, right there. See, I made you some coin, and I only talked to you for what, 20 minutes?
That's it. But look, I got to plug these other things. Authentic Hustle Wear is coming in February. Y'all, please stay tuned for it. Authentic Hustle Wear clothing, it is coming. Jaguar Living is for real. The book will be coming out in 2018, The Makings of a Jaguar. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all.
That's right.
Coming.
Like that.
All right. Yes.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you, ladies.
I guess I just
want to let you know, I guess they're in my inbox, and they have said they are enjoying this interview, and you as well. So you have some new fans out there, as well as Leisha and I. So, you know, you keep doing your thing, buddy.
Okay, hey, come on then, Tree Jane. Come on, pat on the back, pat. That's what's up. Well, ladies, you enjoy
awesome.
Your night. You enjoy your night.
You
have
thanks
anything
so much.
Else for me?
No, you have covered
absolutely
everything and more.
Okay, there it is. Now, hey, don't get me talking. We start talking about Donald Trump and all that, but we ain't gonna do that.
Uh-oh, uh-oh, see.
Uh-oh,
we can do that next time.
That's
a whole 2 hour. Look,
that's
a whole 2 hour conversation.
I appreciate y'all, ladies. Y'all have a good night.
Thank
okay,
you so
you
much.
Thank you.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. I love that interview, Leash.
Absolutely. I love his energy that he brings. Shout out to Lux House. That was great.
Absolutely.
I'm getting ready to board my plane, T. So let's wrap
okay.
it up.
Okay. Well, you safe travels, and make sure, you know, you check out our interview. Some people didn't get April's information, but you can follow her on Facebook. They was asking me about her social media on Facebook at April Freeman, and I can't remember her Twitter, Leash, but make sure, you know, just check out her page, and she has all her information listed there. That's what I think too.
I think her Instagram
so they was
is
asking.
Free. Mm-hmm.
And her Twitter
absolutely.
As well, because I tagged her earlier. But once again, thank you guys for joining Leash and I here on Let's Chat tonight, and make sure you guys tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m. We're going to do it once again in 23 hours. Leash, you have a safe trip, girl, and I will talk to you mañana.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys. Thank y'all for tuning in and streaming with us. You can catch our archives here on Blog Talk as well as on iTunes. Thank you for listening to Let's Chat, and we'll see you tomorrow. Let's play a little bit of
good
that.
Good night, everybody.
Mark. And Yo Gotti.
Girl, that's what I was gonna play.
Yeah, shout out to Blue Marvin Versus Records.
This your boy Yo Gotti.
This I live.
I really live this life for real. I really do this shit for real. You get the picture, the money, it ain't the issue. I'm hustling. I'ma get it if I have to water whip it. It's there. 36 O's, drop that in my bank account. Switch the hustle up on their ass and do the same amount. Augusta hustle, catch up to my muscle, bitch, I'm living. Yo, God, it told me he got work, I said, OG, let's get it. They do my dirt with no co-defendant, I know they snitching. 30-inch wheels, but he broke, that boy got no ambition. I was 16, triple beam, leaning on it. Know the street couldn't hold me, they triple teaming on me. I remember telling Frank, boy, I want a bail. Now I'm shopping with my bitch, all she want is Chanel. Went to sleep, count sheep, I woke up counting money. If it's right for the price, tell him I said run it. Remember, I ain't have a pot to piss in. Started whipping, now look how I'm living. Hey, chili in it, big got all my chains on. Man, I'm about to blow like it's cocaine on. Told that Walker Flocker got that flame on. Just be jugging with my rich home. Hey, this I live. 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 I really live this life for real. I really do this shit. for real.
120 carries, don't get yourself embarrassed. What I paid for the cross, I could have bought a Navy. 4,000, 32 grams, they won. Home damage chain, that's what I paid for Jeff one. When I was young, they labeled your boy a damn fool. 22's enough on my Benz truck and my old school. You get the picture, the money, it ain't the issue. 6 figures before the rap game, now I'm a little richer, homie. Still a real nigga, yeah, and I do real shit. Met West, fuck around with Starship. Shipped them a whole brick, run down to Springfield. Nigga, get it how you live. Real recognized, real and don't pay no fucking bill. Broke niggas on chill, got it on them things in the fast lane, burning brain, bumping.